咁就進入下一個議程，我哋俾原定時間遲咗40分鐘，咁但係 anyway 我諗都可以講得到嘅。就下一個議程咧，就係亦都係另外一個，亦都係 Designing Hong Kong Harbour District 另外一個介紹，就係、是、介紹佢哋對於呢個紅磡九廣鐵路碼頭佢哋嘅睇法。就呢度嚟講咧，我就一定要即係提醒翻，又話俾翻個背景大家咧，就係 Designing Hong Kong Harbour District 咧，就響應該係5月4日，如果我冇記錯，喺5月4日咧就向城規會咧遞咗一個應該係根據城規條例第12条嘅規劃申請。咁就呢、這個申請咧，而家係處理緊嘅，就呢、這個因為根據呢個城規條例啦，咁做咗呢個申請之後咧，就所以城規會咧就喺香港嘅報紙上面咧，就喺5月12日咧就登咗個廣告，就邀請公眾咧就對於呢個申請咧俾佢哋嘅意見。咁呢個俾意見嘅時間咧係3个星期，所以就係應該咧就係於是乎咧喺6月2日已經完咗噶，所以變咗咧就而家嚟講任何意見，包括埋如果喺呢、這個委員話今日呢、這個間大會裏邊嘅意見咧，就將不被去考慮響喺城規申請裏邊得到考慮嘅。咁呢個城規申請咧就係、是將會響8月4日咧。就會係會喺城規會度討論。咁今日嚟講咧，我哋咧就唔係需要係，因為既然呢個都係城規會要處理嘅一個申請啦，所以咧今日呢度咧就共建維港委員咧就唔係需要啊，係俾一個大家共同即係同意嘅意見，或者係對呢個申請呢個咁嘅睇法嚟講咧，講是與不是。咁就只不過大家當然就可以知多啲關於呢個申請啦，同埋大家對於呢個申請嘅內容嚟講有咩意見，當然亦都可以即係表達自己嘅意見。喺呢度咧，我亦都要申報少少利益，就係因為我自己都係城規會嘅委員啦。咁所以呢個亦都當然啦，今日之後如果喺城規會討論呢件事嘅時候咧，咁我亦都要申報翻嚟，就係我今日係主持過呢個會議。咁當然喺呢度嚟講，亦都係在都有其他城規會委員嘅時候咧，咁當然佢都會考慮，即係今日喺度俾意見。如果俾意見嘅話，都要考慮埋呢點啦。咁呢個只不過係一個善意嘅提醒。咁就如果冇大家冇其他問題咧，就或者我哋邀請司馬文先生咧，就係、是、將佢嘅就佢嘅呢個建議咧，就向大家介紹。
Thank you very much, Chairman. Before I hand over to our consultant who's prepared the proposal, who will do the presentation today, I'd like to point out the relationship between the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee and the Town Planning Board. The Town Planning Board approves plans, and ATC, I hope, is an organisation that will actually advise on the Harbourfront land users, and that as and when there are proposals for the Harbourfront, that the advice of the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee is formed and is then provided to the Town Planning Board to make sure that it is part of their deliberation. That is pretty much the mandate of the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, to advise on the Harbourfront, and this particular site that we put forward today is a very important site on the Hong Kong, and I'd like to hand over to Ian Brownlee to present our proposals.
Thank you, members. Mr. Chairman, it'd be quite a brief presentation. Obviously, the client has no personal interest in the site itself, and it's basically the KCRC land and pier, and if we can see the area that we're talking. The area we're talking about is only that related to the waterfront, and on the town plans, you can see that these two sites, which run over these areas, permit commercial development as well as the pier and the freight yard, and there's no restriction on height or on the plot ratio or any other form of development control other than the uses. And so there is a potential that these sites could be developed to quite some extent. We have in the general vicinity an open space from the promenade here, and I'll show you this in a minute. This is the Tim Sa Tsui promenade. There's an open space zone shown across the site and connecting down to the open space along this waterfront here, And this is a site which is under development and just about to be completed. Just to go back again, the adjacent is the International Mail Center here, which is a government facility also having access to the waterfront, which really blocks the use of the waterfront in this area. And the KCRC land that's basically covered by these zones is this whole extent. So there's a very complex arrangement, including the Coliseum entertainment venue here. So the whole of the site is quite complicated, but what we're trying to do is just look at the waterfront area. The KCRC has submitted previously to the Town Planning Board a proposal to rezone it in 2004, and it was rejected by the board. It was a proposal for an international trade hub, quite an ambitious proposal, much more complicated than ours. Now, this is looking back along the waterfront, in the Timsah Choi waterfront, and the pedestrian access goes up here along the elevated the road as part of an elevated walkway. You can see just the waterfront itself is, like we've seen in many other cases, not very vibrant, and we have one opportunity here to use this pier area to create quite a unique facility on the Kowloon waterfront. Now, if you look at the site at the moment, you can see it's one of the last central harbour areas that are used for container-related and cargo facilities. At the rear, there's large areas here which are used for container storage. There's obviously some transshipment here. But if you go on the other side of the pier, you see that there's also a large number of vehicles coming into the site and packing and repacking goods here. From observation, a very small portion of the cargo that comes through the site is actually carried by the trains. There are railway tracks that come along this portion of the site here. So there's not a great relationship between the waterfront and the cargo operations. And in fact, at a presentation last week, Mr. James Blake from KCRC said that their rail transport of containers cannot compete with the road traffic. And their studies have indicated that it's not an industry which is likely to expand as far as they're concerned, and it's a very small portion of their total income. If you take a view looking towards the site, which I just indicated as a residential development, it's actually being developed as a hotel-type residential development. But this area here is immediately adjacent to it, and obviously it's not really an environment which is compatible now with what's happening around it. And the whole of this area is progressively being redeveloped into quite a high-quality area. But the waterfront in this particular location is now completely inappropriate. If we go one step further, this is the difference. This wall here is the barrier separating the residential and the container operation. And we have this as the pedestrian access coming down from the footbridge to the waterfront and the promenade that goes along the front there. The promenade is being completed as part of this residential development. So I don't know if they're going to advertise these as sea view rooms, but they'd be looking basically at the back of this wall here that's separating them. Now, the proposal that we've put forward is not something that we've initiated as an original. It's something which was developed as part of the government's plans for the harbour. And this is the site here. And there's actually, it was identified as an area which should be one where public enjoyment is maximized. And you see they've got cafes and restaurants, jetties, lighthouse, aquariums, exhibition galleries, and so on. And it was identified as an action area, and that the KCRC operations in this area would be something that should be addressed, and a problem that as a major incompatible use in terms of the central part of the harbour. Now, we've taken that basic situation, and we've said that on the pier we should be having the same sort of retail and entertainment types uses that the Town Planning Board has put on other waterfront sites. A public plaza is identified on the edge of the end of the pier, and then we have a stepped form of development coming up across the whole of the site in this conceptual form. The development, we tried to put forward a development which is going to be an encouragement to the KCRC to try to change the use, and so we're encouraging a reasonable amount of GFA at a plot ratio of 1.5, but the story height is limited to 4. And there's a requirement for this public plaza at the end of the pier of 2,000 square meters, and we've suggested to the Town Planning Board that 75% of the waterfront should be open to the public. Other areas may be better used for activities relating to the interchange between. Now, on the 26th of April, there's a harbour walk along Kowloon, and this was a proposal that was presented to that walk by the KCRC. And you can see they've got a major redevelopment proposal considered along here, including the site for the mail centre, and also an additional development at the back of the land here. While we've communicated with them and tried to discuss the proposals with them, they've actually kept to the minimum of the statutory requirements and have responded directly to the Town Planning Board. But you can see here that the scope of what they're proposing on the waterfront is very similar to what we have had in mind and what the harbour plan from Planning Department also proposed. So we think that in terms of the scope of what we're suggesting on this critical part on the waterfront, the thoughts are pretty much the same. We think that the idea of involving all of this in one big rezoning request is too complicated. There are too many issues involved. And the prime thing in terms of the public interest is to ensure that the waterfront aspects are treated properly and given some certainty at a relatively early stage. This is the last slide, and it's the government's image of what they came out of their harbour study. And you can see this basin here indicates a possibility which the vibrancy that everyone talks about can be created. And in this case, we don't have to do any reclamation because the reclamation has already been done. So we're looking at how can we reuse the existing waterfront site, change it from industrial use to something which is more appropriate to what the HEC guidelines are, the planning guidelines are, and all of the studies are. So it's been submitted to the Town Planning Board. We hope that Planning Department are able to support the proposal or to suggest some changes to or amendments to what we have submitted so that some change to the outline zoning plan can be made to give some certainty to the public and to the KCRC as to how they could go ahead with the future treatment of this part of the waterfront. Thank you.
Thank you. 委員有沒有任何意見或者問題想問？ Yes. Paul.
Chairman, I think I owe the committee at least one explanation as to the reason why we've proceeded with this particular site and not all the other sites that are around the harbour. And the reason is that the KCRC-MTR merger was on the cards, and we felt, looking at the old proposals, that there was no certainty of the value of that land. And we took the initiative of raising the issue to make sure that in that discussion of the value of that land in the merger, there will be consideration for the future use in terms of harbourfront enhancement. Thank you.
Thank you. 大家有沒有任何意見或者問題呢？ Okay.